There wouldn't be too many teams in the National Hockey League that you don't come in that they don't have a special player, and his ability to get it off his stick, change directions. There's a shooter over in Russia named Sergei Mozeykin. He's almost the same look. He leads the KHL in the history of scoring. He can open up and shoot kind of at any part along a plane. So it either gets off his stick right there, he just waits for the hole to find it. The longer he has the puck and the longer that lane is open for him, the chances increase drastically. So all the standard stuff that you get on a great player, time and space, keep the puck out of his hands and make sure that there's not a lot of open people around him.
I guess they could say that about some of those things about Patrick Laine too, the way that he's been able to find a little bit of room and get his shots off.
You know, well, you'll get to see all the goals that he scores on TV, but what's fun to watch is the number that he almost gets, right? The in-tight plays where he puts the puck where he wants it. We talk about his shot, but and we can't explain it to anybody. I've probably not seen it very often. But his shot selection, you know, it's kind of like that golfer when you go to a new course and they say, yeah, just bring it down the right side of the fairway and move it back into the left. Well, if I could do that, I wouldn't need you to tell me where to put it. He can kind of come down and pick the side he wants to shoot, and he gets there.
Last couple of years, we've seen some pretty good battles between these teams. Your team's got a bit of a different makeup. How do you, or what do you expect coming in here to play them for the first time this year?
Well, that's it. So some new people who haven't seen this kind of game, but in the past, or for us, a real, real healthy respect for the level that they play at. They're so consistent with their game, their energy level. Real good players on both sides of the puck. They value checking as much as the offensive part of the game. So we come into these games with a real strong understanding of how hard we're going to have to compete to play with that team.
Paul, do you enjoy, just like players love going out and playing against good players, do you enjoy coaching against somebody who's been around a long time, been very
right.
successful? Like, do you like that? Is that something you get up for?
It's something to watch so you can understand the adjustments. If your game is going well, then Ken's going to make adjustments to his game. He'll move his lines around. He'll change his matchup real quick. And so you got to be aware of that, especially when you play St. Louis and they're playing well. He's not going to leave it too long. And then you've got to, usually if you're playing well, you don't want to change what's going on. So you got to be real careful how you weigh the adjustment you want to make. You don't want to take yourself out of a rhythm. These games in the past seemingly have always been very, very close, and it changes on a pinch that you don't like that they make a play on, or a puck to the net. A lot of times it doesn't look like much is going to happen, and then it's grit and determination and bite on the puck. It's where they excel, and we have to match that.
But do you, just not to hammer on a point too much, but do you, when you come out of a game coaching against a guy like Hitch, for example, versus somebody, say, who's newer, do you come out and go, man, that I was in a game? Just like a player would come out against and go, I was in a game tonight.
Well, sure. I think the way I look at it more, if you get against a guy who's real experienced and the game changes, you're looking for what happened after. So he makes an adjustment. Either somebody's got the advantage. If it's even in a game like that, we may be more comfortable with that concept than they are. What's the adjustment? What's the result? Guys that are newer to the league, they're harder to pick up because you don't know what their reaction was. Jacques Martin would give you the first period, and if he didn't like it, there was a change coming right at the start. The lines were coming out different, the matchup was coming out different. There are certain coaches, more veteran guys with more powerful teams, their frustration level happens earlier in a game, earlier in a period. They're looking to make an impact with their team earlier. So you're probably looking for that off the bench a little bit quicker. But at the end of the day, we're playing Washington one night, I don't know, about 15 years ago, and it's not working for us, and their fourth line is outplaying our first line. There's no adjustment to that. So at the end of the day, you know, how hard your players are playing and how far they go, and that, we both come in with an idea of what we both look at our best, and then spend a lot of time figuring out what's not working on your bench, and is there a hole on their bench? Is there something not working on their bench? And with the compressed schedule that I think we've had, we felt we've seen fewer adjustments in the games because the fourth lines are playing more.
How has Michael Hutchinson handled sort of the time of inactivity?
In the absolute right way. So his practices have been really good. So he had a solid game against Boston, and then did go in, Connor playing very, very well, and what he needed to do was turn those practices into games, and he's done that. So because of that, you're more open to putting a player in. You feel that he's sharper.
Well, St. Louis is 7 games above 500, second in the West, and yet the feeling in that room is not good enough. What's a sign? What kind of sign is that to you?
I think they have an awareness of their game. Their game has been really good in stretches, for sure, and then there's probably some stretches that they haven't loved. Statistically, they're scoring a bunch, but they're giving up a little bit more than maybe they have in the past, and that's unusual for that team. And they've had some adjustments, right? Lost a player that was kind of identified with St. Louis and Davis Backus in the style of hockey they play. And they will constantly, when you have the memory that they have of the playoffs and how you need to play in the playoffs and getting close to it last year, they're always looking to drive for more.
Given how many minutes Dustin Bufflin has had, is it fair to ask for more from him?
No, more minutes. No, I mean, he's not going to play anymore. He's at the threshold, or we'd like to cut those back. Having Tyler out is a function of that. So Jake Trouba, the other righty, missed the first part, and then Tyler went out right at the same time that Jake came back. So no, we're not looking for more. We're looking for fewer minutes. If we can get more minutes out of Paul Postma, then we can cut Dustin back a bit.
A little more production, then, not more minutes.
Well, that's a tough one because what's he at, 14 points? That's not leading the league, but that's not a number to be ashamed of by any means. The way that a player would go about generating more offense isn't necessarily in his or our best interest right now. He had a play the other night against New Jersey. He's just around it, wide open net, throws it back through the crease. There's been more of that. There's been quite a bit of that. So he's there with his offensive game. It's just